This is edition number 2309 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday, the 31st of August. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Charmaine and Beryl, and our sound engineer is Doug. Now, I know that a few of you listen to the weekly recordings online. Well, since last week, we have a new website. It's been produced for us by a Newton Abbott-based web design company called Falcon Digital, and it's been done for us without charge as part of their policy of supporting local charities. The new website is fresh-looking, and it should be just as easy to find the weekly recordings as on the old website, if not easier. If you do use the internet to listen to the recordings, please let us know what you think, and if changes are needed, we'll get them made. I don't think there's anything else I need to tell you this week, so here are this week's headline stories. From the Mid Devon Advertiser, Community Centre Facing Hardship. From Teignmouth, 363 fantastic years in the NHS. And in Dawlish, town needs a bank hub. These stories will be on track 3.